Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos is brought to you by...
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500-MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
Welcome to Sports Talk Chicago. And now, with your host, Joey Christopoulos.
What's up, everybody? Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos with your Monday Chicago Sports Quick Hit. St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Hope you have a wonderful week. A lot of great stuff on the sports menu this week. Obviously, the NCAA tournament right around the corner. We'll be rooting for the Chicago Bulls and probably the Chicago Blackhawks to be losing as many games as possible to get more lottery balls for next year's draft because they are up the track. And the Chicago Cubs kick off their season tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5:10 a.m. Central Time against the Los Angeles Dodgers overseas out in Tokyo. First piece of business over the weekend, obviously the Chicago Bears signed Olamide Zaccheaus. He was wide receiver from the Washington Commanders. Don't blame you if you didn't really know a whole lot about this guy. 5'8", smaller receiver, but a lot of reports are saying that he is one tough guy. And here's my favorite part about it is I honestly really don't care how many receiving yards he picks up for the Chicago Bears next year. Apparently the dude knows how to block. And on the outside zone scheme last year, that was a serious problem. And hopefully he can take guys like Roma Dunze, who I do not think was a very good outside blocker last year for the Chicago Bears, teach them a thing or two. Maybe the Chicago Bears just got a little bit tougher on the outside when we're talking about block assignment with wide receivers. Comment and question below if you want to. What is more important to you for Olamide Zaccheaus next year? Is it getting 500 yards? Is it scoring 5 touchdowns? Is it him being the wide receiver number 3? Or is it filling in the gaps a little bit and helping out some of those guys like Roma Dunze and just being a good football player for a team that needs to get tougher, especially on that outside area? And let's be honest, tougher across the board. Let's go to the Chicago Cubs. Baseball is back, ladies and gentlemen. I am so excited. Look, I'm a baseball lifer. I love the Cubs. I love the White Sox equally. Come at me in the comments. I'm happy to go back and forth with you why that is the case. But for me personally, I think this is the beginning of my favorite time of year. A lot of people say that the baseball season is too long. I personally don't understand where they're coming from on that one. For a sport, and in a parlance of our times, when every single day we wake up and we want our social media, we want our same perspectives, our same voices, giving you the content that you want every single day. When you open up your mailbox, I want this, that, the other from everybody else on a daily basis. Chicago Cubs, baseball, it's every single day. You miss a game, guess what? There's one tomorrow. Don't want to watch the one tomorrow? Guess what? There's one the day after that. That's what I absolutely love about baseball. It is a tit for tat. It is a back and forth. You can look terrible one day. You can look great the next day. 162 games. And we're going to learn a lot about the Chicago Cubs team over the course of this season. So I'm not here in getting into bold predictions of how deep I think the Chicago Cubs are going to go into the playoffs. I do think they are a playoff caliber team. On last week's episode, I put them at 88 wins for the season. But I am going to give you three bold predictions that I have for the Chicago Cubs in 2025. The first one is, if there is an over-under on Justin Steele wins, and it's, let's say it's 15.5, I'm going over that mark. Justin Steele, this is a guy who continues to pitch. He's been one of the most consistent pitchers the Chicago Cubs have had over the last several years. Granted, last year got off to a bad start when he hurt his hamstring in the first start of the season that sent him back, but he came back, pitched really well. He just didn't have the wins to show for it. Picked up a ton of no decisions. That happens from time to time. But this is a guy who wants to get extended for the Chicago Cubs. He wants that one big bite at that contract extension apple that that's probably the only one that he's going to get given his age. I think Justin Steele has a huge season. I think he's an all-star, and I think when you look up and you say, hey, Justin Steele is pitching today, I think the Chicago Cubs have a great chance of winning on that day. I got him over the 15.5 mark on wins. Book it right now. I'm thinking 16 to 17 wins for Justin Steele. My second bold prediction for the Chicago Cubs is they have not had a player hit over 30 home runs for them in quite some time. I think that player this year is going to be Kyle Tucker. That's right. the prize of the offseason, the huge trade, the blockbuster deal for Kyle Tucker to come over to play right field for the Chicago Cubs. I think he's aligned to have a huge season. If we're saying 30.5 home runs, I think he flies over that mark. I'm actually going to go and be so bold and say I think he hits 37 home runs for the Chicago Cubs this year. He is an all-star. He plays gold glove caliber defense. And this is the big marker for the Chicago Cubs this year, because Kyle Tucker, mild-mannered Kyle Tucker, mentally tough, leader, not high maintenance at all. If there is ever a time to spend big on a player to lock up a guy, Kyle Tucker just might be that guy. And if he puts together that kind of huge season for the Chicago Cubs, we are about to find out exactly what the threshold is, pain-wise, for Tom Ricketts to pay up and pay a guy like Kyle Tucker. I think he's going to age well. I think he's in the prime of his career. He's a left-handed, power-hitting bat and a dude that probably will be an all-star for you. And I'm telling you, if he hits 37 home runs, you best believe the Chicago Cubs better be in on extending Kyle Tucker. And guess what? That number on that extension, that's going to have a 4 in front of it. My final bold prediction for the Chicago Cubs, I've been thinking about this a lot. I don't think this is because I think this player is going to be ineffective. I think it's because there's another player coming to supplant him, and he might be the future at the position. I am going to say that the Chicago Cubs, by season's end, their closer, his name is going to be Porter Hodge. I think Ryan Pressly can do the job. I think, look, 36 years old, he's done it before. But as we've seen over in Houston over the last couple of years, it isn't that he isn't a bad closer. It is more that he might not be a top-notch closer. And if he's 36 years old, I could see a scenario where, not because out of ineffectiveness, but because they might want to try some things, and maybe Ryan Pressly in the eighth inning is better and more efficient in that role. I could see by season's end, if Porter Hodge is pitching well, that they hand it over to him, and then he's the one that starts closing games. More electric stuff, more dirty stuff, more hard and more nasty in the ninth inning. And I could see possibly Porter Hodge becoming the closer for the Chicago Cubs by the end of this year. And that could be not because Ryan Pressly is pitching poorly, just because Porter Hodge is pitching so well. So there you have it. Those are my bold predictions for the Chicago Cubs this year. I think they're going to win 88 games. I got them in the playoffs. The journey begins tomorrow, 162. I absolutely cannot wait. This is Sports Talk Chicago with Joey Christopoulos. Quick hit. We're coming with a longer episode later this week, but until then, enjoy yourselves. Enjoy the week. I'll talk to you soon.
Injured in an accident? That's no game. But you can bet those insurance companies are going to play dirty to keep that cash from you. What you need is a most valuable player on your team. MVP Injury Law has been bringing home the gold for their clients for over 30 years. No win, no fee. MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.
312-883-9500 MVP.
MVPinjurylaw.com. We'll get you the gold.